Five keen senses, five versatile fingers. Gemini, adding up the day, impatient to be done. Warm hand for the winter wind, a cool hand for the summer sun. Gemini, bringing chaos to its knees with thought as clear as crystal, cool as marble. Straight-line vision, camera eye, total view, say it like it is. Gemini, Mercury swift, final.
And hello and welcome to yet another Radio Gemini show.
Yes, on 6230 kHz in the 49 meter band. And to start today's show, we have a classic from Jimi Hendrix and All Along the Watchtower.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody
getting late.
Well, fading away very rapidly there, we had Jimi Hendrix, and we must apologise for the sound of the voices today, but we're suffering from very bad colds.
Yes, we've both got very large mucoid deposits in our throats.
Don't be disgusting.
Radio Gemini mini posters.
Yes, miniature posters, each one depicting an offshore radio station, such as...
Radio Veronica.
Or...
Wonderful Radio London.
Or even...
The hallmark of quality Britain Radio.
For a free list of these colourful mini-posters, write in now to Radio Gemini, 6 Farmway, Bushey, Watford, Hertfordshire in England.
Okay, a humorous record now from the Bonzo Dog Band, and it's the King of Scurf.
Girls.
That's the Bonzo Dog Band there from the Let's Make Up and Be Friends LP and King of Scurf.
This is Radio Gemini on 6230 kHz in the 49 metre band.
I'm 342436 and I've got my Radio Gemini badge on.
Well, so you have. That'll be 30 pence, please. Anyway, on to another record now from the Stylistics, and it's Break Up to Make Up.
A nice slow track there from the Stylistics. Well, what have we got next?
It's a t-shirt ad, you drongo. Now speed things up, we've only got an hour.
Oh yes.
Want to know how to keep cool this summer?
Take your clothes off.
They're off.
Well, that's one way, but a better way is to wear Radio Gemini t-shirt printed with the famous blue and orange Gemini logo.
Write in now and ask for full details to Radio Gemini, 6 Farm Way, Bushy, Watford, Hertfordshire in England.
Radio Gemini.
It's Gemini Gem Time.
Yes, it certainly is, and we've got a very interesting one today from Radio London on 266 metres from June the 25th, 1967. And it's the end of the Mark Roman show and the beginning of the Pete Drummond show, with a slight mishap in between.
Yes, very good. From the big house, all set. Some kind of wonderful from the room. This whole bit of six. Dum-Dum's in here and he's putting me off because he's wearing a spotty shirt. I don't know whether it's supposed to be spotty, but it's full of blue spots in a dark green background. He looks more like pea soup. He's with sky all over the place. You've been dropping pea soup all over yourself, haven't you? He's the most untidy eater ever. He said, would you care for a spot of lunch, Mark Rowan? I said, yeah. He said, well, here's some eggs. Scrape it off your tie, he said. Didn't you? Yeah, great. Didn't you? Great silent prune. It'll be good, actually. You're in for a good program, because he's not going to say a thing tonight. Just about wraps it up from the Empire today. Had a ball being with you, and see you again tomorrow between the hours of 3 o'clock and six. So until then, in the words of my old Aunt Matilda, from Gawleys and Ghosties and Long-Leggedy Beasties and Things That Go Bump in the Night, good Lord deliver us. Hey, all citizens, see you again tomorrow between 3 and 6. Until then, bye, stop sniveling, darling. You're snittering, aren't you? You're tittering in the audience. Mustn't do that when sirs on a wireless. Why the fish hanging? That made him jump. Drummond's with you. Unfortunately, I feel sorry for you. From 5 o'clock until 8. Followed by, guess what? What a treat. Ian Damon. 8 o'clock. That's a good laugh. Our time is 5 o'clock.
Here's the latest weather word on wonderful Radio London.
The Weather Tower says this afternoon will be cloudy with occasional showers and one or two thunderstorms. Temperatures rising only to 19 degrees centigrade, 66 degrees Fahrenheit. Drummond, if you can make that noise with your mouth, you get a shilling, you know. Tonight, the rain will die out, but there will be a lot of low cloud and fog patches are likely to develop around dawn. Temperatures will fall to 13 degrees centigrade, 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Here's the toilet run. Have a good blow, Drummond. Go on, have a good blow. Sniffing there. Yes, where were we? The outlook for Monday and Tuesday, longer periods of rain with some sunshine. You're coming through us. I really southwest on Tuesday. That's it. Goodbye. I'm going to leave you now. You're going to do something, Drummer. Don't like that noise. I don't like that noise. I don't like it. Beat that one, you can't beat it. Now you're in trouble, Drummond. Boy, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get fired now. You're going to get thrown off the air, you see. That's what you are.
Right, Roman, I've had enough. I'm not going to take any more from you. Get out of the studio immediately. You nasty thing. I'm... help. Now, if our program director was right, I know he'd be... No, if you don't stop messing around...
There is no...
I feel very bad about this, ladies and gentlemen, because it isn't actually my...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
He's doing... Mark, will you please get out of the studio? It's too much, really. I just cannot carry on my program.
You're going to be naughty to Mark, you see, when Mark is signing off. I have to do something...
I wasn't naughty to you at all. I was standing at the back of the room. minding my own business. Now, please leave immediately and don't mess around anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, we present, with kind permission of Mark Roman, this next record for you on I Number One of the Dum Dum. Hello. What's he done now? Oh, yes. Oh, Mark, go away, will you? Really, if only you knew how awful he was to me. Right, that's it, right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye. I mean, good afternoon. 3 minutes past five, and Mark Roman has now left, I hope. Well, he's still in the studio, but he's not going to do anything else, I trust. And if he does, well, on his own head be it. That's all I've got to say, and here's the first record, which we should have had in the first place, but unfortunately due to matters which I'm afraid we're unable to get rid of at the moment, which we shortly will, by throwing it into the North Sea, the Pink Floyd.
Emily tries, but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow.
See Emily play. Mind-blowing sound indeed from the Pink Floyd, and it's moved to number three on this week's Fabulous 40. That means up from number 11 of last week, an eight jump for it. Very good indeed. New way to get up there. Anyway, 6 minutes past five, and hour number one of the Pete Drummer Show just begun by the courtesy of Mark Roman, who's gone upstairs to do himself a favor. He's going to go to sleep.
Live this weekend where the action is. How I love you, my Big L t-shirts. They come in black and white. They're simply oh, so darn fantastic, flabbergastic t-shirts. Little t-shirts, chubby t-shirts, my groovy t-shirts. Oh, there, you're 12 feet, and you're my little Mammy Peach. Yes, Peach.
Wait a minute, Mammy Peach. I'm not your mammy, you numbhead. Get off your knees. Get off the stage, Brandon.
Well, looks like you got a little carried away there, folks. Listen, let the postman carry away your 12 and 6 postal order to Big L Mammy T-shirts, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1. They say Big L and 266 on the back.
Isn't that absolutely fantastic? My goodness me, yes, folks. Yes, get your t-shirts immediately. You won't regret it, I promise you. Here's four of the Raiders.
Well, there you had the first gem of today, and that was from Radio London on 266 metres from June 1967.
This is Radio Gemini on 62... Oh, God! Get out!
Hey, what's the Radio Gemini sticky sticker?
Well, a Radio Gemini sticky sticker is a sort of round thing about 4 inches across with... It's sort of white and... it's blue and orange and it's got a sort of face on it. Like
it's got the Gemini logo, in
Gemini
fact.
Logo.
And what's more, it'll stick to anything, and you can get yours by writing into Radio Gemini.
6, Farmway,
Bushy,
Watford,
Hearts, England.
Hey, want to know more? Write into Radio Gemini.
Okay, enough about the stickers, it's back to the music with an album track from the Tom Robinson Band, Up Against the Wall.
Can you hear it? Panic in the county hall. Look out, listen, can you hear it? White hole, up against the wall. Up against the wall.
plenty of feedback there from the Tom Robinson band, and they're up against the wall, which is a nice place to be.
I've got my Radio Gemini knickers on.
Yes, Carol, I like the way you put them on without taking your shoes off.
Enough of doing that, you know.
Yes, so I've been told. Anyway, it's on to the world's worst record time here on Radio Gemini, and I Want My Baby Back by Jimmy Cross.
Know where to begin. I remember we were cruising home from the Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around, and there was the leader, and there was the pack, and over there was my baby, and over there was my baby, and way over there was my baby. I want my baby back. It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So, I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang pay dirt.
Well, there you go. That was the world's worst record, I Want My Baby Back, from Jimmy Cross. So stay tuned on Radio Gemini for more fun coming up shortly after a word from our sponsor.
Good evening.
Good heavens, our sponsor's vaporised. All that's left are a few mucoid deposits.
Don't be disgusting.
Oh dear, it looks like slap legs again. But it's on with the show, and it's time for a...
let's boogie!
Now look here, just because you've got your Gemini knickers on doesn't mean to say it's your show. I was going to say it's time for an advert.
And now for 1978, a whole new range of Radio Gemini colour photos.
This special range of colour photos includes such momentous occasions as the Gemini crew visiting the IBA,
the Gemini studio on fire,
and me in my Gemini t-shirt.
For a complete list of what in real life turn out to be thoroughly average photos, write in now to Radio Gemini, 6 Farmway, Bushy, Watford, Hertfordshire in England.
Okay, at long last, as promised, it's Radio Gemini Fun Time with the Monty Python team and the Cheese Shop sketch.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Welcome to the National Cheese Emporium.
Thank you, my good man.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was sitting in the public library in Thurman Street just now, skimming through Rogue Heres by Hugh Walpole, and I suddenly came over all peckish.
Peckish, sir?
Esurient.
Eh?
Yeah, we're all hungry, like.
Ah, hungry.
In a nutshell. And I thought to myself, a little fermented curd will do the trick. So I curtailed my Walpoling activities, sallied forth and infiltrated your place of purveyance to negotiate the vending of some cheesy comestibles.
Come again.
I want to buy some cheese.
Oh, I thought you were complaining about the bouzouki player.
Oh, heaven forbid. I am one who delights in all manifestations of the Terpsichorean muse.
Sorry?
Like a nice tune, you forced to.
So he can go on playing, can he?
Most certainly. Now then, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir. What would you like?
Well, how about a little Red Leicester?
I'm afraid we're fresh out of Red Leicester, sir.
Oh, never mind. How are you on Tilsit?
I'm afraid we never have that at the end of the week, so get it fresh on Monday.
Tish, tish. No matter. Well, stout yeoman, 4 ounces of kefir, if you please.
Ah, it's been on order, sir, for 2 weeks. I was expecting it this morning.
On my lucky day, is it? Bell Paisley?
Sorry, sir.
Red Windsor?
Normally, sir, yes. Today, the band broke down.
Ah. Stilton?
Sorry.
Emmental? Gruyere?
Nope.
Any Norwegian Jarlsberger, perchance?
Nope.
Liptar?
Nope.
Lancashire?
Nope.
White Stilton?
Nope.
Danish Brew?
Nope.
Double Gloucester?
Nope.
Cheshire?
Nope.
Dorset Blue Vinny?
Nope.
Brie, Roquefort, Pont-l'Evêque, Port-Salut, Savoyard, Saint-Paulin, Carré de l'Est, Brest Bleu, Boursin?
Nope.
Camembert, perhaps?
Ah, we have Camembert, yes, sir.
You do? Excellent.
Yes, sir. It's a bit runny.
Oh, I like it runny.
Well, it's very runny, actually.
No matter. Fetch hither le fromage de la Belle France. Mmm.
I think it's a bit runnier than you'll like it, sir.
I don't care how fucking runny it is. Hand it over with all speed.
Oh!
What now?
The cat's eaten it.
Has it?
Cheater.
Gouda?
No. Nope.
Edam?
No. Nope.
Caithness?
Nope.
Smoked Austrian?
No. Nope.
Japanese Sage Derby?
No, nope.
You do have some cheese, do you?
Of course, sir. It's a cheese shop, sir. We got...
No, no, don't tell me. I'm keen to guess.
Fair enough.
Wensleydale?
Yes.
Ah, well, I'll have some of that.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me, sir. Mr. Wensleydale, that's my name.
Greek feta?
Not as such.
Gorgonzola,
no.
Parmesan,
no.
Mozzarella, pepper
no.
crema, Danish bimbo,
no.
Czech sheep's milk,
no.
Venezuelan beaver cheese.
Not today, sir, no.
Ah, how about cheddar?
Well, we don't get much corporate round here, sir.
Not much it's the single most popular cheese in the world.
Not round here, sir.
And what is the most popular cheese round here?
Ilchester, sir.
Is it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's staggeringly popular in this manner, sir.
Is it?
It's our number one bestseller, sir.
I see. Ilchester, eh?
Right, sir.
All right. Okay. Have you got any? He asked, expecting the answer no.
I'll have a look, sir. No.
It's not much of a cheese shop, is it?
Finest in the district, sir.
Explain the logic underlying that conclusion, okay?
Well, it's so clean, sir.
It's certainly uncontaminated by cheese.
You haven't asked me about limbo, has
it? Is it worth it?
Worth it.
Have you... Shut that bloody bazooki up!
Told you, sir.
Have you got any Limburger?
No.
Figures. Predictable, really, I suppose. It was an act of purest optimism to oppose the question in the first place. Tell me...
Yes, sir?
Have you, in fact, got any cheese here at all?
Yes, sir.
Really?
No, not really, sir.
You haven't?
No, sir, not a scrap. I was deliberately wasting your time, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoot you.
Righto, sir.
What a... senseless waste of human life.
The cheese shop sketch there from the Monty Python Matching Tie and Handkerchief LP.
Monday, happy days.
Tuesday,
Wednesday, happy days.
Thursday,
Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rock and roll with you.
Now you can relive the historic moments in offshore radio with Gemini Gem Sheets.
These Radio Gemini Gem Sheets, which are A4 size, each contain reproductions of numerous newspaper articles on offshore radio.
Read, for example, how Caroline closed in 1968,
R&I began in 1971,
and hundreds of other interesting and sometimes amusing articles.
Write in now for full information to Radio Gemini, 6 Farmway, Bushey, Watford, Hertfordshire in England.
I've got my Radio Gemini t-shirt on.
Okay, Kathy. Well, I'll be letting you know in due course. Anyway, don't forget you're tuned to Radio Gemini on 6230 kHz in the 49 metre band. And if you'd like to send us a correct reception report, then you'll receive one of our super QSL cards. And you can send that report to our mailing address, which is, of course, 6 Farmway, Bushey, Watford, Hertfordshire in England.
Reaching back into the vaults of time, it's another Gemini Gem.
Yes, and in Gem Time today, we've got a bit of the Roger Day Show from Radio Caroline International on 389 metres from Monday, the 25th of June, 1973.
Great record, good group. Those are the OJs. You're on to CBS Records. It's time to get down. I think that's taken for their last album, too. One of these days, they're going to go in the studios again. 30 minutes away from 8 o'clock. If you've got to catch a quarter of the weight bus, you've missed it. Silly boy.
Rise and shine with Radio Caroline. Roger Day.
That is one for the people who used to go to that dance at the Tudor House in Bearsted. What a good bunch they were. And the message is we'll be back soon. Oh, well, anyway. This is Linda Lewis.
You come out and go. For you, I've learned to your bus stop, trying hard to look cool. Cause I got a crunch for you, baby. Filled with a ball of time. Yes, I'll give up my lunch for you, baby. Thank you.
don't you rock your doodle around here, madam. Take it away, please. Linda Lewis from Caroline Count Dinner Sound. Ah, the best station in the world, making radio brighter again. This is Radio Caroline, of course, and that's Linda Lewis from the Raft label. It's now 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock for clock watchers, which you all are, drooling over your bacon and eggs there. Or perhaps you're not drooling over your bacon and eggs, yes, I know the feeling after a night on the beer. Not that I drink, of course, just lemonade, you know. And this is Roger Day on Radio Caroline, back with you every morning from 7.30 through till 9, and not the hoople. Monday, the 25th of June, Roger Day show in progress. A short and sweet like me. CBS label, Mott the Hoople. 2 minutes 35 seconds of Hokaloochee Boogie. Honaloochee Boogie, always did it wrong. So short that record, you almost miss it. Hey, it's a Monday, and we're here to wash your blues away, madam. Get your smalls out.
This is the Roger Day show.
It's so cold in the studio, you know, it's not true. So it's a nice slow one for you. Don't fall back to sleep though, come on out of bed. This is Kenny Young, he comes on Warner Brothers.
Kenny Young, keeps going round, rolling and glittering, waking all
around. Roger Day there on Radio Caroline International on 389 metres from June 1973.
This is Radio Gemini on 6230 kHz in the 49 metre band.
Okay, it's back with the records now on Radio Gemini, and from 1966, it's Supergirl from Graham Bonney.
Tonight. Hey, hey.
Yes, Graham Bonney there with a record called Supergirl reminds me of my misspent youth. I was actually at my very first job when that record was in the charts.
Oh yes, when was that? 1904?
Near, 1966 actually.
Now available, colour photos of
Radio Naughty International Station. Veronica!
Radio Atlantis, set them off.
Send now for our free photo lists to Radio Gemini, 6 Farmway, Bushy, Watford, Hearts in England.
I've got my Radio Gemini t-shirt on.
Who said badges?
Yes, Radio Gemini badges are now available.
These luxurious extra-large Gemini badges are hand-finished by the Gemini craftswomen in the Ray Gem factory and can be yours for only 30p.
Write in now for further information to Radio Gemini, 6 Farmway, Bushy, Watford, Hertfordshire in England.
Okay, it's time for the last record on this Radio Gemini show, and we've got a track from the Pink Floyd and their Dark Side of the Moon LP, and it's called Money.
Thank you.
certainly was in the right.
Pink Floyd there, and Money taking us out of today's Radio Gemini programme.
And don't forget, if you'd like a super shiny Radio Gemini QSL card, all you've got to do is to send a reception report into us, and our mailing address is...
Our mailing address is 6 Farmway, Bushy, Watford, Hertfordshire, in England. So for today, it's goodbye.
And bye from me.
I think the gimbals need a drop of oil.
Okay, I'll give it a squirt.